Thanks for tuning in to Healthy Planet One, where we discuss healthy living from experts in each of their fields. This is your host, Patricia Starr.
And your co-host, Kimberly Knock. Welcome, everyone. Today's guest on Healthy Planet One is our own host of the show, Patricia Starr. She is a resident leader here in Sarasota, both in wellness community and in our whole holistic community as a leader of the new Holistic Community Foundation, and she has over 25 years experience in healing. She is a graduate of San Jose State University, owner and founder of Integrative Healing Arts, and she really specializes in the art and science behind aromatherapy, and her dedication to this craft is beyond words. She also is an excellent body worker in cranial and structural therapy, and people rely on her for her healing, intuitive wisdom. And today she's going to be focusing more on the aromatherapy side. But thank you so much, Patricia, for sharing your wisdom with everyone today. So
thank you. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Yeah, you're welcome. So go back to the beginning and reintroduce how long you've been using essential oils. They're kind of popular now. And how did you get started?
Well, it's funny. I started over 25 years ago. I had played with aromatherapy like a lot of people do, and then we like the aromas and what have you. But when I came down with breast cancer for the second time, I went, wait a minute, there's something that I need to know. Because I went like everybody else. I just went the first time through the allopathic path and did the cut and just like that took off. And then I went, wait a minute, there's something that's missing here that I need to pay attention to, given that I got it the second time. So someone sent me a packet of oils, and I was like, And then someone else said, you know, you need to learn more about this. So I actually enrolled in a class that was a year-long class in studying the various aspects of aromatherapy, and that was back in 1997. So that was after I had recovered from breast cancer, and I actually learned how to use the essential oils. I went through radiation therapy at the second time, but I used the oils to mitigate any of the burning that you get from radiation. So I had no burning. Slight pinking is all that came up for me, and I was very judicious on how I did that. And in that year, Kimberly, I got really related to the plants and to each and every oil that I used. And that's why I wanted to focus today on the importance of plant medicine. I call it plant medicine because it's definitely that. And plants that have been with us forever have always been a part of our healing and living vital lives since the beginning that we were put on this planet. The oils, the plants, they are the people's medicine. And in today's world, what I realized when I went through that was that I thought I was connected to nature. I mean, we walk at the beach, we go in the forest, but I realized how separate and unknowing I was about nature. And I see in today's world, we've become very separate from nature. And it's my passion that we reconnect with nature, embrace its gifts, and nourish our body, mind, and emotions, because that's what they did for me when I was going through this whole thing of like, am I going to die from cancer?
Right. I love this. So take us back. You use the oil. So can you give us the listeners an example of how you use the oils? That, because you said it really helped you through radiation. And I love that you have this this real intuitive connection with them, and you do now. What were some of the examples of the oils?
Well, it's a great question because, like I said, I thought I was in tune with nature. But then when I started, it's funny because in my very first class, my teacher said, okay, make this blend. And I'm like, what? I don't even know. What is basil? What is peppermint? How do they combine all this kind of stuff? And that is a very basic question that people start off with. And so in that moment, I realized my disconnection with nature. I didn't even know. I thought, yeah, basil, you have it on Italian food, right?
So, well, that also stems from the disconnection of food that's been around forever. So
it goes hand in hand. Exactly. Yeah. And so what I started to do is I got a bunch of oils and I started really getting related to the oils. I would take a bath every day, sometimes two baths a day as I was going through my rehab. And I call it rehab. It was really a reconnection. Mm-hmm. And I started getting very related to each of the oils at a level that I don't think we do so much today, Kimberly. I think, you know, like you said, aromatherapy is getting really popular. And this is why I wanted to talk about it, because we think about the oils, and I see this in multi-level marketing and a lot of posts on Facebooks and like that. We see it as replacing our medicine cabinet. Oh, okay. Instead of taking aspirin for your headache, take some peppermint and put it on, you know, put it on the sides of your head and then you'll be, and smell it and you'll be fine. Or you want to relax, take some lavender, you know, and it's, well, and
that some oils, of that's true.
And it's all true, but the oils are much, much deeper. So what I wanted to talk about today was the pure, unadulterated essential oils that are actually our allies on the path to optimal physical well-being and happiness, because they are and the expression of the highest intelligence of nature. So I want to go kind of deep in this because, you know, we just got off with Dr. Mitch and we talked about all the molecular this and that, and it's all spot on and really good. But we're not just physical beings. We're not just physical bodies. And I know, Kimberly, when you are working and teaching about food, you're teaching about the vital energy that is in there. And it's that energy that actually helps us to raise in strength, to recreate our health if it's lost, and make our lives individually and collectively more comfortable and more in tune with the heartbeat of the universe.
It's this intention. It's what people can't see that they don't understand. So you're talking about the energetic intention, this quantum type of, you know, energy, and it's there. And aromatherapy taps into it because it's the essence of the plant. And Hermetics was the original form of medicine thousands and thousands of years ago.
And that's why I know that in modern day, we've coined the word aromatherapy, but I really want to continue to take it back to plant medicine because it's not just using the oils. It's understanding where they come from, understanding the form that the plant takes. You know, we don't understand milk. We only know that milk comes out of a carton. No, it comes from a cow, you know?
Yeah, so give us an example of plant medicine where a person might know a certain, lavender's very popular, peppermint's very popular, and then maybe take them back to how deep, because I know you've got so many different lavenders and you know your stuff.
Well, I do, and I really you know, when I teach my classes, I teach about that, you know, one lavender is different from another lavender, all depending on where it's grown from, what the climate is. We can't grow lavender well in Florida, so just forget it. But it does grow really well at high altitudes. And this relates to the energy. The higher the altitude, the purer the oil. So it's really interesting. I want to quote something from Vincent Ladd, who's a great Ayurvedic practitioner. He says plants transmit that vital emotional impulse, the life force that is hidden in light. It is the gift, the grace, and the power of plants. The existence of plants is a great offering and a sacrifice. They offer us not only their own nutritive value, but the very light and love from the sun, the stars, and the cosmos, whose messengers they are. So you see, I'm really, when I look at lavender, a lavender flower, for example, oh my gosh, it smells so relaxing and so beautiful. When we take a bottle of lavender oil, it's very powerful. It's 100 times more powerful than the plant. So we need to learn how to work with these subtle and vital energies of the plant not just to cure something or to relieve something, but to get related to nature itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the people that don't understand how the body responds so intimately with a plant medicine, aromatherapy, or the oils, how does that work? Like just the simple kind of...
You sit with a plant. And this is what I do sometimes in my classes. I get them related to the plant. So I'll bring in a series of plants. I'll bring in a rosemary. I'll bring in a basil. I'll bring in a lavender. I'll bring in an orange flower, for example. And you begin to learn about, and then you relate to the oil. You begin to learn that there's, like our cells, like you, Kimberly, you may be an expert as a bioenergetic chef, but you have many, many layers. And to know that, to know you, and as I've gotten to know you over these last couple of years, what an incredible person and a creative person you are. And we begin to then work with the energies together in a holistic way versus isolated. And here's the difference between working with plant medicine versus working with the allopathic approach. You know, it's working with organic versus non-organic. It's mm-hmm. the holistic versus the isolated. It's the human versus the techno-chemical. So it's a mental shift. So I start with my students to go, just get related. Here, take this basil plant and talk with it. Tell me, what does it feel like? What is your experience of it? Smell it. Rub it. Rub the leaves. What's your experience of that? Is that something that we do on a regular basis? No, right?
Well, that's kind of how I grew up, is like eating. I would eat the ends of grass, like the sweet grass. We're so used to factory to plate. You're talking the same thing that I talk about with cooking. You're talking about with your aromatherapy. It's the same thing. When
right.
you cook with herbs, you have such a different experience but talk about like the way we breathe in these scents, our olfactory nerve, just how powerful that is.
They're so powerful. And, you know, the essential oils are linked to a cumulative vital energy. Not only do they fight off microbes of many different kinds, like, for example, we were talking about COVID earlier. I make a hand sanitizer that's not just alcohol. Have you smelled some of those hand sanitizers?
They're disgusting. Gross. Can't even take
They're
them.
Just gross. But mine have the essential oils in it, which helps in many aspects of the many different microbes that are always all around us. And the oils are here to protect us. So I'll diffuse it in the air. We don't wear masks in this office because it affects our breathing. But we use the oils that actually enhance our breathing. I do a whole lecture on the importance of the essential oils supporting our respiratory system, because our respiratory system is at an impact with the environment and the air that we breathe and the people around us. So the essential oils fight off these unwanted properties, and at the same time, they're strengthening our whole being. They're actually, these essential oils are energy reservoirs of the plants, and they serve us directly and instantly to vitalize that. Have you ever taken a smell of orange? You know, when you make your smoothies, you have an orange, and you just cut it, and you're like, oh, it smells so good. And what happens to you right away?
Well, I have that experience when I'm juicing, and I talk about that. You smell life in the kitchen, or when I'm making my fire in the hole,
you feel more vitalized, right?
Yeah. You smell life. You're smelling energy. So you're so right. And this is the connection that people are missing out on. And I love that you're connecting people back to the plant. That's what we're missing. Now, for thousands of years, people have used plant medicine and essential oils to through the respiratory system. You just mentioned something very key. What we breathe in goes directly into our blood. So if we're breathing in chemicals, how is that helping us, right?
Well, and the beauty about the essential oils, when you really think about it, and I want to keep emphasizing this, is their connection to sunlight, to the photons. Okay, so they're the result of the essential oils are the result of the biochemical transformations that are induced by sunlight. So they're carriers of light energy, and therefore they're one of the most miraculous gifts of nature, because when you smell an oil, like you said, or when you make your smoothie, you smell the elements of the beautiful components of those plants, and you immediately feel balanced. When you feel balanced, you feel healthy. Mm-hmm. And when you feel healthy, guess what? Your mood changes. It protects you against negativity, and it also helps to heal against some of the most vicious diseases. And we've seen this when you eat properly, when you take in the oils. And this was what was so helpful for me when I went through my cancer situation, because I kept working with the oils the entire time. And Valerie Warwood, one of our vintage practitioners, we call him, talks about that from a brain chemistry point of view, the pursuit of spirituality through aroma makes a great deal of sense, because the mechanics of smell are but one short biological step from consciousness, including higher consciousness. So I love this quote from one of our teachers in this aromatherapy world. He says, "The reason for disease lies in the host, not in the germ."
100%. That's what we're missing out on today. And you brought up one of the best points is energy. I deal with energy and food. People are eating dead food expecting to have energy. And when I cook with herbs, not even cook with them, but if you add them to salads, your photon, it's the photon is the energy. They're particles of energy. So this is how you're getting it. So you're this is what's so missing in the understanding of oils. And I'm so glad you're bringing this out.
Yeah, it's so important. And, you know, when we think deeper, most can agree that disease simply cannot be understood as something created by something outside of us. We try to protect ourselves. We social distance. We cover our breathing mechanism with a muzzle, is what I call it. And yet, it's all about the process is really linked to our inner worlds. A healthy mind is a healthy body. And a healthy organism is in balance with all the inner and the outer aspects. That's why I think, Kimberly, there's so much confusion and people are feeling lost. We had our talk last night on the holistic community, and one of our psychotherapists shared how people are coming in on a regular basis just feeling lost and out of balance because we've been cut off thinking there's something outside of us attacking us. When our inner self is becoming less and less and less because we're not bringing that balance in, and that diseased organism often has lost its connection with nature, and it gives rise with the dissonance of spirit, mind, body, and its environment. And that's what the key was for me when I went through my healing with cancer, realizing I've been disconnected. And it's all, so that's why I'm so passionate about being connected with nature. You know, one of the things we learn more about nature, and there's always more to discover. And I feel, Kimberly, that this is the true science. You're doing it with food. I'm doing it with the plant medicine. And we know, and you are one of these new scientists of today, because we work in our own laboratory with our own body, mind, and we learn more about ourselves. Like I heard you last night on the Creed program that you're talking about. You know, you've given so many examples of how you've learned through your own discovery, and you discover the meaning of balance and self-care and responsibility and a commitment to the higher goals of human evolution. So nature is our partner. It's not an element to fight against or to subdue. And I love this whole new concept that true medicine is the cumulative data of experience of mankind, balancing the togetherness of instead of as one collective single being. And that's what was wonderful about interviewing with Dr. Mitch, because he talked about that it is just it's all out there. We continue to learn, we continue to explore, and we continue to connect into nature. Very important.
You mentioned this really big thing, this loss of balance. So when all this COVID started, and the lady on the and the chamber, not the chamber, but the holistic community event last night. So these neurotransmitters, some of the big ones like the serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, things like that, they get stimulated not just by food, also by essential oils and plant medicine, also by saying hi to your neighbor, by petting a dog, but by being isolated, it's that being cut off, going in nature, walking in nature, getting sunshine. These are all very important things. And so you're mentioning that this connection is huge, getting connected to this.
And what's interesting is that my timing was tight this morning, and I was rushing to get in place for our show. And then, you know, I was like, okay. And I just grabbed my hydrosols, which comes from the plant medicine. When they distill the plant, the hydrosol is the water part. And I just sprayed lavender to just calm myself down. Then I sprayed rose hydrosol just to connect with my heart. Because if we're not connected to our heart, we're not connected, right? And then I sprayed a little bit of frankincense and orange hydrosol that actually brought that center, that upliftment, that is what we want to really convey when we teach, when we talk about the things that we love and that we're passionate about. And I want to just finish with a quote from Buddha. The mind is everything. What we think we can become, and nature will support us in becoming all that we can be. And I'm just so passionate about that I'm actually putting a course online that
how can people learn about aromatherapy? Because we're coming to the end of the show, and I want you to be able to tell people about, I think you have a class coming out, right?
Yeah, that's what I was just going.
Beautiful. I just wanted to let you know we are getting to the end here.
Thank you. So that just sort of disrupted me. But anyway, I do have a class coming online. The class is really not about lavender makes you to relax and peppermint makes you digest and blah, blah, blah. But it's really about really understanding and reconnecting with nature so that you become empowered, you become balanced, you become a whole being, and you listen to nature so that it guides you properly in your way. So you can reach me at essentialstar.com. That's Essential Star with two R's. And I will be coming forth with my course in about 3 weeks. So stay tuned, connect with me, and like me, and we'll send you out the announcement on that. So, great.
Fabulous. This is so exciting because you bring forth so much depth in such an important topic that seems like it's, you know, simple to people, but it's really so much more. So thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening in today, and be sure to listen in next time.